More than 30 people have died and hundreds have been injured in protests in Cairo over the past few days. This morning, UN Human Rights Chief Navi Pillay condemned the, quote, clearly excessive use of force by Egypt's security forces, and she's called for an independent investigation amid allegations that security forces are using live ammunition. From our partner, the BBC, here's Tim Yule in Cairo, who just filed this report.
This is the middle of Tahrir Square, alongside the huge Soviet-style hulk of the main administrative building here, and people are streaming across the bridge from the Nile into the square now, and they're shouting over and over again, 1-2, what about the power handover? And basically what this rally is about is the military giving up power immediately.
Army, away! What we want, it's not their problem, it's our problem. We are not asking them for doing anything. We are telling them to go, that's all. That's an order to go.
Here in the middle of the square, sitting on a curbstone, is Ahmed Harara, and he's lost both his eyes in the course of this year. He lost one eye when he was shot in the first revolution at the beginning of the year. He's lost another eye in the demonstrations of the last couple of days.
Police were trying to enter the square. They were firing buckshots at us, as well as tear gas and rubber bullets, and we were defending the square with stones. I was standing on the front line, and I was shot in my eye.
After you'd lost the sight of one eye, which is a terrible, terrible thing, why was it worth it to you to risk coming back to the square a second time? Because most people would not do that.
For me, I stand before you in the square because I want dignity for myself and the country. You must live free and with dignity. It is not important to lose my eye. It is not important to lose anything. We are standing for the sake of our dignity, and nothing will make us go back.
Marshal Tantawi's announcement may satisfy some, but on Tahrir at least, demands have risen with the death toll. This internet video that's outraged many Egyptians shows policemen congratulating each other as they shoot a protester in the face. You can hear them say, "We've got him in the eye." Human rights activist Hossam Bogat has been investigating such cases.
We've seen the preliminary remarks made by the officials of the Forensic Medical Authority of the Ministry of Justice after having examined 22 bodies that arrived from four different hospitals, and they said that out of the 22 bodies, they've extracted 25 bullets, the vast majority of which were in the upper parts of the body. So people have bullets in the face, in the head, sometimes in the eye, and this seems to be the repeated incident that we hear from most doctors.
What do you conclude about new forms or different forms of ammunition used now compared to the revolution in January?
When the government says rubber bullets, in fact, they are not talking about rubber bullets. They are talking about rubber-coated steel bullets, which are lethal just as live gunshots.
Now the military think they've done enough to appease most reasonable citizens, and many Egyptians do yearn for order and stability. But for those on Tahrir Square, it's probably too little, too late.
That's the BBC's Tim Yule in reporting from Cairo.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.